Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, Spencer German and Nick Wilson cover the Ohio State offseason story and other major college football headlines on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com or on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. And Andrew Hody is doing the 2020s and taking your phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
216-474-0092.
NFL draft continues today.
We're going to get right back in the draft. We'll continue tonight. Browns are on the clock, 54. We'll see if they trade up, if they trade down, whatever they do. There will be a plethora of people at positions where they could use some help. Good. We're not going to sit here and try and guess what they're going to do.
Plethora.
They have an opportunity. Before we get back to the Cavs, I do want to say this one thing.
Tell us.
In watching last night, the different draft rooms. You tell me if you guys agree with me on this or not.
The ground's already shaking.
It cracks me up
quick
every draft. It's like, okay, you have a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Okay? Unless you're making some big move and trading up for somebody, you know you have a pick. And you know you're going to pick somebody. And you have a pretty good idea who it's going to be. I love looking in the draft room and seeing these people patting each other on the back, hugging, shaking hands like they just came up with a cure for cancer. It cracks me up.
Okay, the question.
All right, we just drafted a guard from Iowa. Oh, give me a hug. That's great.
What's better, though, that or watching, although they don't do it as much as they used to, when they have the camera on said pick that was supposed to go much higher?
Oh, and he's like.
And they're sweating bullets.
Was it Mark Spindler? Was that his name? He was years ago. He finally went to the Lions in the third round, and he was from Pitt. And they had a camera on this poor guy in some diner, and he just like his. It was just awful.
My favorite though
was awful.
My favorite is the NBA draft, which is now going to 2 days, right? But I don't know if you remember this because this happened. I remember this happening during the draft in New Jersey when Kyrie went number one. That what they would do is they would invite all the really, really high draft picks they all thought would go, at least in the first 15. They all got tables on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then the other guys up in the balcony.
And the other guys are like.
Got to work his way down.
And so that's like, Bobby Smith, come on down. You've been drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Seven minutes later.
And they've got to like figure out how to get down the stairs exactly. And go through the tables. And you're like. Oh, yeah. Higher, Bob. Yeah. Higher, Drew.
Yeah. We'll touch on the draft, but it just cracks me up. We stayed at 9, and we got the wide receiver we've been talking about forever. Oh, my God.
Dream come That's true. Great. Said his name.
Cavs were atrocious last night. They can't be atrocious tomorrow afternoon, or you're going to have issues. And I don't think they'll be atrocious. I think they have a good chance to win tomorrow. I still think the series goes 6.
According to your math, if they lose tomorrow, it becomes a best of 3.
Well, there it is. Isaac's in Shaker. Isaac?
Isaac, come on down. You're the next contestant on Baskin and Phelps.
Hi, Isaac.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for playing.
We're a little punchy today, Isaac.
I see. I'm coming down. My bid is that we teach JV how to do a rotation. If you look back at all of these games and all these games during the year, and bear with me for a minute here. No. For 30 seconds. I know you got other callers. I'm going to give you the lineup that gives him the most problems with this squad. This squad is just absolutely terrible, and it makes Darius look like a failure because of this squad. Niang, Okoro, LeVert, Mobley, and Garland. That's the worst squad you can put on the floor together at any time, mainly because of the shooting that's around him. You think Niang can get a shot off, but he can't. You think Mobley can do stuff in the middle that Jared Allen can do, but he can't. You would think LeVert can do some of the things that Donovan can do, but he can't because LeVert needs the ball in his hand for a prolonged period of time. But my thinking is that he needs to actually substitute out Okoro, but Strus needs to come off the bench. Okoro needs to start. Strus is giving you nothing starting. His forte was always off the bench. He's more comfortable coming off the bench, and plus you get more offense from that second unit. But JB won't make those decisions and make those decisions because he's stubborn. He wouldn't make him last night. I was yelling for Morris or either Tristan, somebody with some physicality that can get on the floor, that can disrupt something, because Mobley's not going to do it for you. Allen's doing his best. He's playing. But when Mobley's looking like he was looking last night, you got to notice that as a coach. And you got to say, Tristan, Morris, off the bench, I need you to, as Austin, to say, pop somebody, do something, disrupt, play, get some physicality. As soon as Tristan came in, he gave that guard a whop that is like, that's needed.
Give him a whop.
It's needed.
Isaac,
won't do it.
The three spot, whether it's Max or Isaac, is clearly the, or anybody else, is clearly the spot on this team.
You got to exchange that, though, yeah. Jeff. You got to start Okoro. You got to start Okoro because you got to play Strus with Garland because it gives him an option to pass to a viable three-point shooter. Niang's okay as a set shooter, but Strus, you got to give it to him because at least he can't come off the pick and shoot. Niang can't come off the pick. He's a set shooter. All the guys that you're giving me are set shooters or either one guy that that dominates the ball and doesn't give it to a guy that can actually get his own shot off. So JB's got to recognize that. If you look at that unit and start looking at that unit, because he's going to play it again, they always come back on that unit, or that unit always fails to produce positivity.
Isaac, sounds like you've been a basketball coach.
That's my opinion.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff.
It was very good. I would throw this one at you. Max Strus hasn't shot the ball well.
Okay.
If you go back to last year in the NBA Finals when he was with Miami, he didn't shoot the three very well. And you brought him in here to shoot the three. He's not an overly tall guy to be playing the small forward spot. And, you know, like Franz Wagner just shooting over him last night without any issue at all sometimes. And I think Max is a solid NBA player. But if you want to mix Okoro in, okay, fine. If you want to you want to make sure you get Strus some shots, you know, do it when Donovan's coming out of the game. Get him some shots. If Darius is out of the game, get him some shots. And try and get him going. Because, Andy, I think his three-point shooting could really benefit the team in this series. It's just not been there so far. And I wouldn't wait very long to put Sam Merrill in. If you're looking just for the three-point shot, well, Max isn't giving it to you. Niang's not giving it to you. Sam Merrill might give it to you if you think you need that, but then you're going to play with three guards unless you put Donovan or Darius on the bench for different stretches, which, of course, you really could. Lewis is in Shaker. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, how you guys? You know what? I'm not going to go over X and O's and who can shoot what and who can shoot the three, but from a psychological standpoint, we're in trouble because you gave them boys hope yesterday. They think they can beat us. I mean,
they know they can, right, Lewis?
Yeah, they dropped 40 on us, man.
Yeah, they know they can beat
you
now.
Y'all wanted us, y'all got us.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them life yesterday. Them boys think they can beat us. And it might go six, it might go seven. If they win this next game, we might be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, it becomes a best of three, as I said before.
Lewis,
yep, that's what happens. Thanks, Lewis.
There's no question about that. Because, and think about this. And I've said six, okay, but you made me pick six. You said five or six, said five or six, and so I went with six. If you win tomorrow, okay, you can win it in five. If you lose tomorrow, you got to win two straight. If you win tomorrow, you still got to come home and defend your home court. And then if you don't do that, then you got to go to Orlando and win another game. You know, so it's, I mean, this is not going to be easy. Keep this in mind. Orlando might be a young team, Andy. They were very good in the regular season. They did a nice job.
They don't know any better.
They have some good young talent. And it's not like these guys are like 14. you know, they're all young professional players with some real ability. They have some high draft choices on that team, some guys with great pedigrees, and they can play. You know, the idea of, okay, you don't know playoff basketball, blah, 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 there is some validity to that. You know what has more validity? Are you pretty good? Are you talented? Do you know how to play the game? That's even, to me, that's more so than playoff.
I got a technical question for you. This is a TV question. Tomorrow's game is also TNT. It's Bally and TNT. I don't know. Most of the time, I'm just saying, back in the, if TNT had the game and Bally had the game, it's a side-by-side, isn't it? That both, in the past, that both could do. I'm wondering where I'm going to be able to watch the game tomorrow. I'm not the only one, because there are a lot of people out there in the same situation. I know that if you have Bally. Oh, Bally, yeah. TNT and Bally Sports Ohio. I'm just looking at the NBA schedule. I'm just wondering if we get both feeds or not. I hope so. Although I do like listening to Brad. I think Brad.
I don't think they black out TNT.
I don't think they do either. Yeah. And I do think Brad's doing a nice job, too. I like listening to Brad.
John's in Mayfield. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I also hope I can watch the game tomorrow. The blackout's been annoying. But I think if it's on TNT, we'll be able to see it on Max, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice, too. It's almost like you found this hidden channel when you're watching Max, and you can go up to the sports networks up there, and you're like, oh, look at this. This is there. That's awesome. That's just
exactly.
Me. Am I right, though? I'm right.
No, you're totally right. I mean, I think they're dabbling and seeing if it's worth when their TV agreement comes up, which is going to be a massive deal for the NBA. And
yeah, there are a lot of people bidding on it too, John. A lot of people.
Oh yeah, I'm curious if NBC will get the original rights like they had in the '90s, but we'll see. But I was calling because, I mean, on a poor shooting night like last night. What's the harm of just throwing Merrill in and seeing if he can get something cooking? Because during the regular season, he was someone that was going to shoot 0 for 6, or he was going to shoot 6 for 8. And, like, those are points sitting on our bench.
I just said the same thing about Sam Merrill. He's got a really nice release. I like his three-point shot. And the thing about shooting, John, in the NBA, if you have a shooter who's capable of hitting shots, you got to get him shots, right?
I mean, he did get 22 minutes last night. But, I mean, it wasn't
why?
Well, because everybody ahead of him wasn't playing.
Right, and in the first two games, he didn't play much at all. Why? Well, because you were already winning and you know, winning fairly handily. And, John, I think that's up to JB to get maybe a better feel for what's going on and incorporate it. He did bring Sam in a little earlier last night than you might have thought he normally would. And maybe he tried to do that. Merrill was 3 of 4 on threes. And if you're gonna, you know, if you're not gonna hit shots, well, go to the next guy and see if he can hit some shots for you. I don't mean to oversimplify this, but it's not that difficult, is it?
It didn't seem so last night, especially because the guys knew what they were doing to them, and they didn't. I know if it's true that JB said that that in-game adjustments are a media fallacy. That, you know, I don't think that that's true. I think you got to adjust. I think any good coach adjusts. That's like having a coach say to you, well, what am I supposed to do, make a in-game adjustment? Yes. Yes, make the in-game adjustment.
Isaac said, you know, play Isaac Okoro more. We just talked about playing Sam Merrill more. All of those things all have some validity. To me, again, the big thing here is this. How are you down by 16 at halftime and did not come out with anything else in the third quarter? Nothing that got you back into anything. I mean, you were just as flat in the third as you were in the second.
Oh, and you were flatter.
To me,
16 points.
That is the one and only big concern coming out of game
your
three.
Your defense failed you in the third, and your offense failed you in the third. 35-16, they got it.
Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner, Andy Baskin, dancing in his chair.
Some groovy music, Greg.
It's been a fun day. We had the draft. We have so much more of the draft involving our team coming up tonight. And then we have our basketball team stinking out the joint last night in Orlando. And big picture, it's not that big of a deal because they can go win tomorrow and mission accomplished. You got one in Orlando. So we'll see if they're able to do that. The fun thing to me is watching everything that's going on, you know, all around. It's such a great time in sports right now. You have the NBA playoffs. I love the NFL draft. You have Major League Baseball going nuts. But it's fun all the way around. Philadelphia last night gets a win over the Knicks. Joel Embiid playing with Bell's palsy. Apparently he has
a
minor case of Bell's palsy. He had a quote. I'll paraphrase. He said, yeah, this kind of stinks. He said, I have a really good-looking face, and I'm tired of my mouth pointing the other, or looking the other direction.
Hmm.
Wow. He had 50 last night.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
He also had a great tackle. Did anybody see that? He could have got thrown out of the game. He grabbed Mitchell Robinson and tackled him.
Hmm. I think Mitchell Robinson walked out in a walking boot, too.
Embiid was on the floor in the lane, and he just tackled Mitchell Robinson. Regular season, you'd probably get thrown out of the game and maybe suspended. That won't be happening there. The Lakers went back home. They were down 2-0 to the Denver Nuggets. They're now down 3-0 to the Denver Nuggets. It didn't go well. I think it's 12 straight now that they have lost to the Denver Nuggets. And Michael Malone, head coach of the Nuggets, of course, coached LeBron here, was an assistant coach on Mike Brown's staff, and I think likes sticking it to LeBron's team.
So. Wait, coached with LeBron? Sorry.
Andy, you know the best part about all that? Unfortunately, this is radio, and you can't see what I see. It's the little smirk Andy gets on his face anytime he insinuates that LeBron coaches the team or makes trades. Exactly.
Well,
it's the little smirk, and now it's a big smirk.
Jeff, just so you know, there'll always be room for you on my roster. And Menegan, you too. Hody, not so much.
Yeah, I think in every other situation, we'd worry about that saying the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet. But in reality, it's really about the same.
It is true.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, last night after the Nuggets and the Laker game, and that game was on TNT. So they're doing their post-game show, right, Dana? And Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley, and they're talking and they're going and they're stretching. And
you know this feeling as well as I do.
Well, we've both done this. But here's what happened. Dano, you want to set it up a little bit better?
Yeah, so inside the NBA, of course, in the post-game show, and they're sitting there and waiting on a particular player.
Courtesy of TNT here.
Audio courtesy of TNT. Just sitting around waiting on a player.
That is the most truthful statement in the history of television.
It couldn't be more accurate.
How many times did you hear this in your ear, Jeff? Because I heard it at least 10, 15 times. Hey, we're going to hang with this until LeBron talks. We're going to hang with this. I mean, you're out of every conversation.
You know why?
Why?
Because it was a given. I didn't need to hear it. We knew.
Oh, I knew. I
You weren't finishing a Cavalier postgame show without hearing from LeBron James.
No.
He was on the team.
No, and sometimes it would be.
You just weren't. I mean, it was a given. You'd do an hour 20.
And people would stick around to watch, too. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah. What the heck?
But Barkley
saying
that. Leave
it to Charles.
That was the most truthful thing I think I've ever heard on television.
There was a Browns quarterback who was notorious for the same thing on running the postgame show with Jeff and I. And we will not say names on the air. But there was a Browns quarterback who was awful.
Are they active?
Not here.
They're active. We won't say who.
Wearing a pewter helmet. Is that what you're saying, Dana?
No. It was not him. He was pretty good.
You're saying if I'm driving down the east side, I'm not going to take Cedar or Wilson Mills.
At least my memory serves me well that he was pretty good. I don't remember waiting a ton for him. But there's another one. And it was the worst.
Why can't we say his name? Who cares?
Who was it?
I'm not saying it.
It was just somebody who was late coming
on. Because
I'm not saying it.
You're telling me I was involved and I don't remember.
I am not saying it.
Would we have to call him on his money phone?
I don't know. Hmm. Desmond's in New York City. Hello, Desmond.
Hey, you guys talking Cavs? Yeah. How's up? Two things. I think the Cavs are finished. I think that's the
They should just stop playing then. Terry Pluto had great advice for folks that think that. They'll just end the series right now.
Okay.
Are the Knicks finished?
Well, I don't know. The Knicks are not finished.
I don't think so either.
Well, Jeff, honestly, did you watch that game?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw the latter part of it after the Cavs.
You watched the play where Embiid pulled, bear hugged Mitchell Robinson's leg while he was in the air.
Yes, hang on one second.
Did you not hear what Jeff just said?
We just talked about that.
Seriously,
if you're
not going to listen to the show, we may not let you participate.
I am listening to the show.
Because Jeff just talked about this 30 seconds ago.
I said in the regular season he's thrown out of the game. And
he said he should have been ejected. Yeah.
Not ejected, suspended. Look, that is the worst.
I said that. I said that.
I know, but that is the worst play I've seen in 30 years of watching basketball.
It was pretty blatant.
He's 300 pounds. He bear hugged his knee, and he landed on his bad ankle. Listen, I don't care. It's a tough loss to the Knicks. Loss is a loss. I'm not blaming anybody. But Embiid is a dirty, disgusting player. I have no respect for him. And if we put in Precious and take out his knee, I don't want to hear any crying from Sixers fans, because that's what's going to happen. We're taking out his knee.
That's my Rangers fan in you. I love it. I love
it. We're taking out
his
knee.
That's why we let you on the air, because I can smell the hockey blood in your veins.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's go. Come to a Rangers game and get crazy.
I totally want to, man. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm going to send a camera to watch you guys together.
Next year, I think we'd have a blast watching a hockey game together.
Big group hug.
Drink?
Yeah, Desmond and Andy.
Yes.
Do you drink?
Do I drink?
He doesn't drink heavily at all.
No, not heavily. No.
Okay. He eats.
All right.
No, right, I do round. Eat, man. You'd have to, I mean,
you'd
we'd
have to get
bring
him a bunch
good,
of burgers.
Like, what's the best thing to eat there
pizza.
In the suites?
It's got to be pizza.
No way.
Steak profile. You
mentioned the magic word.
Desmond, you had me at steak. You had me at steak.
My buddy Sharon sends me emails and says if I ever agree with anything Desmond says again, that she's going to never listen to the show.
Is Desmond my Bostonian? Is that the same kind of vibe? Like, I can't stand Bostonian. You love Bostonian. I like Des. You kind of.
Well, I like Des.
There's days you don't like Des, though. Your relationship started off very rocky with him. Very rocky.
Really?
Yeah, very rocky.
I think Desmond and I can get along just fine. Not that it matters. You know, it's a gentleman who calls our show. I've never met him.
I don't know, man, but he's offering suite tickets at Madison Square for a Rangers game.
You just like Desmond because he bought homes in Cleveland.
Well, that's true. He's spending money in Northeast
there
Ohio.
There it is. All. Thank you very much.
You know how I feel about Northeast Ohio, man.
I'm Andy.
Be a fan of any team in the world. Leave your cashier, go home.
I'm Fine Andy, Chamber of Commerce Baskin.
What's good for the city is good for you. Let's create more opportunity for more businesses, for more people to work, to make sure that this town is moving in the right direction.
Do you think LeBron is done as a guy who can impact winning an NBA championship?
No, I don't. And here's why.
I don't either.
What's he averaging a game?
He's played so well.
I mean, you could say it's
especially for a guy his age. If, for instance, you ready?
Yeah. He doesn't have all the game that he used to. Everyone knows
that,
right?
No, of course not. Of course not. He doesn't have quite the hops he used to.
Right.
Without question. I don't know that he has the shot that he used to. But look at what he puts up on a nightly basis. I'm going to make you cringe on this. And we've touched on this before. If you put LeBron on the Cavs at small forward, and he were okay with playing not the "I am the lead dog" role, and I might not even be the second lead dog, but I'm one of a unit here of three or four guys who can lead this team to things. LeBron on this team would be an unbelievable fit. Exactly what this team needs.
Jeff, he's still averaging 35 minutes a game.
Andy, the guy's a freak.
Now, whether they're...
And he can still play.
I wonder what he would be like if you only played him 22, 25 minutes a game.
Well, I don't know that he'll allow that.
But if you said LeBron, we would rather have LeBron at his best for 20 minutes a game rather than 35 minutes a game.
I don't think he's there yet.
I think he's still got too much game. He's giving you over 20 points a game.
I think he's still got game.
Well, the problem is he gets into these fourth quarters, and you can clearly see that he's running out of gas.
Yeah.
And so I partially wonder if it's like, all right, LeBron, I need you for 30 minutes. I just need 30 minutes all out, everything you got in the tank, and we'll start it in the second quarter.
I mean, let me give you a biggest hypothetical you could possibly get. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Doesn't go well for the Cavs, whatever. But Donovan Mitchell decides to stick around. You go get LeBron in a trade, move Garland for LeBron, have Mitchell at point, have somebody at two guard, have LeBron at small forward. With can you imagine LeBron playing next to Evan and Jarrett and getting them the ball? And I'm just, this is not as, though it's a hypothetical.
I don't think it's as crazy as, I just think.
We know he's.
The hard part about it is.
I pass the guy's house every day. I mean, he's still got a great house right here.
Right.
This is still home. And
I don't know that it's home. I think it's not, a place where he,
it's not
grew
as
up.
Well, but that's always home. Sorry.
Yeah. That's
always home.
It's hard for me to imagine, you know, he's going to be 40 next season.
And he would be such a great contributor on a team where it was a good fit.
I mean, he'd be closer to the replay center if you wanted to just drive over during the day.
And he could just go complain at them that way.
Yes.
Perfect.
I mean, the replay center's, it's almost exactly 500
miles. I mean, you
could
get in the car and go.
From Bath.
Maybe get back by game time.
Yes. What are you guys doing? Like, could you imagine? That'd be a great promo, by the way.
Knock on the door.
If he walks in the control room.
What are you doing?
What are you guys doing in here? Did you see my teammate get slapped in the face? Boom, drop the mic in the walk.
You missed that? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I don't think he wins another title if he stays with the Lakers. I don't think that happens.
I tend to agree with you. But could you imagine just asking him to play 25 minutes a game? And he'd be like, I can't just do that. I got to play 30. I'd be like, LeBron, man, how many minutes is the rest of your draft class averaging this year? Zero.
Except, in that men's league.
Which one?
But
they're playing at the JCC
Akron
now?
The over 40 league. Yeah, the over 40 league. It's slow break to half court.
Could you imagine if there was a senior tour for the NBA?
Yeah.
You would? Would anybody watch that?
Yeah, if they played nothing but half court. Wouldn't you want to watch Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish play against Magic, Worthy, and Kareem?
They're sadly trying. It's called the Big Three.
There it is.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
It's
sponsored by Metamutual.
The strangest things happen in the NBA. Roster-wise, to me, strangest things happen in that league. And so I wouldn't put anything past anybody when it came to offseason moves in the NBA. Browns are on the clock tonight, baby. On the clock, Andy.
They are.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.